From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is announcing today he has removed himself from two ethics probes involving fellow Democrat New York Governor David Patterson. Cuomo telling reporters during a conference call the state's former top judge, Judith Kaye, will now oversee an investigation into charges Patterson wrongly accepted World Series tickets and sought to quash a domestic violence investigation involving a member of his staff.
Appointing Chief Judge Kaye to handle the matters in question will provide both a proper investigation and avoid any possible appearance of any political interest or conflict whatsoever.
Cuomo is widely expected to run for governor and come under criticism for investigating Patterson's role in the case. Some conservative lawmakers are now blasting the confirmation process for Attorney General Eric Holder, saying Holder failed to alert Congress to a Supreme Court brief he signed during the Bush administration. At issue was a 2004 order in the case of Jose Padilla, which Holder failed to mention when he submitted a list to lawmakers of the Supreme Court cases he had participated in. The document in question asked the High Court to reject President Bush's claim he can hold an American indefinitely without trial. A 6.9 aftershock has hit Chile just as the country was swearing in a new leader. NPR's Juan Ferrero has this report from the capital, Santiago.
The jolt came as Chile prepared to inaugurate its new president, Sebastián Piñera. Dignitaries from across the region, including several presidents, shared nervous glances as the aftershock and at least two others rattled the congressional building in the coastal city of Valparaíso. The ceremony continued, but emergency officials issued tsunami warnings for a stretch of coastline. That led many Chileans to head for the hills to avoid the same kind of loss of life that occurred on February 27th, when the magnitude 8.8 quake hit, triggering huge waves that washed away whole villages. Piñera, a billionaire businessman, has promised a vast reconstruction effort for south-central Chile. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago.
Number of houses in foreclosure in the U.S. last month rose, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Foreclosure filings were reported on more than 308,000 properties in February. That's a decrease of 2% compared with January, but it marks an increase of 6% over February 2009. According to RealtyTrack, the number of homes moving into foreclosure has remained over the 300,000 mark for the past year. The company, which deals in foreclosed homes, says that six states accounted for more than half the national total: Nevada, Arizona, Florida, California, Michigan, and Utah. In Arizona and Florida, one out of every 160 homes received a foreclosure notice in the last month. The increase in the number of foreclosures has slowed down, but it remains high. 3 million notices are expected by the end of the year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Preliminary results from this past weekend's Iraqi elections are showing mixed reports from four of Iraq's 18 provinces. According to Iraq's Independent High Electoral Commission, the bloc led by incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is ahead in two mainly Shiite provinces in southern Iraq. Maliki is believed to have a slight edge based on early results. However, the secular coalition led by former Prime Minister Ayed Alawi is leading in the insurgent strongholds north of Baghdad. Even before the results are final, some opponents are challenging the vote tally. Number of people who died last year in traffic accidents was at a 55-year low. That's according to new figures from the government. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
The Department of Transportation says just under 34,000 people died on the highways last year, the lowest level since 1954. It's a reduction of nearly 9% from the year before, and considering the amount of miles traveled, it was the lowest fatality rate on record. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood calls it exciting news, but in a statement he said there are still far too many people dying in traffic accidents. LaHood has been trying to reduce the amount of distracted driving and says drivers need to keep their hands on the steering wheel and their focus on the road in order to stay safe. Analysts say the continued decline in highway deaths is a function of safer cars and increased seatbelt use. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Pro football great Merlin Olsen has died, a first-round draft pick by the Los Angeles Rams in 1962. Olsen had a career that included 14 consecutive Pro Bowls. According to Olsen's alma mater, Utah State, he died outside of Los Angeles early today after battling lung cancer. Merlin Olsen was 69 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 44 points today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.